And we talked about it, and we had probably a 10 or 12 minute video session before the game with the guys, and tried to get them reset. I think they were a little down from their Edmonton performance, and I thought they played really well. I really liked the third period where we played with some real good structure, and we didn't give up a lot. So that was encouraging to see with the lead.
A couple of thoughts on Chad Johnson. He looked pretty comfortable, even though this is just his first game.
Yeah, I thought he was real good. He made some real big saves. It wasn't a 3-0 game there. He made some really big saves to keep it that way. And it's a great start for both our goalies.
For the most part, it was a bit of a young lineup you guys iced tonight. But, I mean, how important is that veteran kind of calmness and coolness for you guys, you know, going forward this season?
Yeah, all our vets in tonight's game, it helped us. And you know, when you get that kind of goaltending, your team just kind of almost grows throughout the game, right? Like, it, they see that the goalie's on, and it gives them some more confidence. And I think we certainly took some of that energy that he gave us, and it helped us in the second.
Just Kulak, two goals. Just in terms of, I know he has a lot of confidence from the way last year sort of played out at the beginning of the season. He knows how important this time of the year is.
Yeah, he had a bounce back game from last night, and I'm happy for him because he's had a good camp, good few days, and I thought it was an encouraging play from him tonight. He's a good coachable young defenseman, and they take some time to get up and running, but he's certainly made some big steps.
Were there any other players tonight that caught your eye or possibly you take a second look?
I thought Furley was pretty good tonight, and Bohms. They gave us some veteran presence coming in into the game, and I thought that line with Lyndon Bay and Furley and Poirier played well. But I really, you know, those are the veteran guys, Bohms and Furls, that come to my mind. But at the end of the day, I think that we had a lot of guys play pretty good hockey today.
How well do you know Michael Furley's
game? I know it a little bit. I was with him in Saskatoon when he was in the Memorial Cup. I spent a few weeks with him there. And then obviously playing against him the last couple of years. And he's from out my way. I know he's a Manitoba boy, but it's pretty close to the Saskatchewan border in Hudson Bay. So, you know, he plays with some energy. He plays with some passion, and he gives us some skill too. He's got a rare quality that not all guys have now in this league. You know, he's tough. He can play, and he can skate. He can play physical, and we're going to need that for him.
Is your decision to pare down the roster in the next couple of days, or are we going to see a few guys in the next couple?
Yeah,
days?
We're going to get down to two teams here for our Thursday practice. So we'll look at that in the airplane tonight.
Such a young defense, were you pretty impressed with the way your team managed to really limit the Jets' scoring chances? They didn't have too many good scoring chances.
Yeah, no, whenever we can get, you know, whenever you get good goaltending and then you really see your team lock it down in the third, it's such an encouraging sign because it just shows that they know how to finish off games, and that's important in this league. And if you take leads into the third period here, you need to know that you're going to get some points, and you need to know how you're going to get those points. I thought our guys did a good job of recognizing that.